All right, so we're diving into this Keep Hustlin' Hastings article. You know, 2025 has been a bit of a whirlwind, and Hastings, Minnesota seems to be like really taking charge, you know, turning these curveballs into opportunities.
It is interesting how they framed these challenges as a chance for Hastings to kind of redefine itself, like a pep talk for the community.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think there are some seriously insightful nuggets in this article, things we can all apply to our own lives, really, no matter where we are.
Absolutely. And one thing that stood out to me was how they've redefined the idea of hustle. It's not just about, you know, working harder. It's about looking at your passions, your skills, and creating something new, you know, whether that's a business or a creative project or even, you know, a stronger sense of community.
And they really get you thinking right off the bat with those soul-searching questions at the beginning. You know, the ones that ask, what am I truly passionate about? And what would I dare to do if I wasn't afraid? I've got to admit, some of those really got me thinking.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, those questions are powerful because they force us to really look at, like, what we want, you know, our fears and aspirations. They push us to think beyond, you know, where we're at right now and imagine what we could achieve if we weren't held back by self-doubt or even, you know, societal expectations.
Yeah, it's almost like giving yourself permission to dream again, which can be so important when you're feeling, like, uncertain. And it was interesting how they tie those personal reflections to the idea of community. Like, how can we honor our own resilience and also support our community? It's a good reminder that we're not in this alone, right?
Yeah, definitely. And that emphasis on community as a strength, a source of inspiration, it's a key theme throughout the whole thing. They highlight how, like, sharing stories, supporting local businesses, just connecting with others can create like this ripple effect of positive change.
And that's a perfect segue to their approach to self-care. It's holistic with three elements: spiritual nourishment, mental reset, and physical care. I like how they use concrete examples that are like specific to Hastings.
Totally. Like instead of just giving generic advice, they suggest things like, you know, finding peace at Spring Lake Park or connecting with people at Geek Haven, or even just, you know, remembering to smile, finding humor in the day-to-day.
It's all about recharging and reconnecting with yourself and with the community around you, which I think is crucial in times of change and uncertainty. You know, when you feel grounded and supported, you're much more likely to embrace those new challenges, those new opportunities.
Which brings us to the next part of this Keep Hustlin' Hastings guide, all about reinvention. They use this example, right, of a local who dreams of becoming a storyteller. And they break it down, like, into these four steps for turning that dream into a reality.
Yeah, I really like how they make it practical. So first, it's all about owning your narrative, your experiences, your perspectives. Then you build your personal brand. What makes you you? What do you bring at the table?
And this is where it gets really interesting, I think. They talk about using AI and tech to help you along the way. They even call AI, like, a storytelling sidekick, you know, to brainstorm ideas, refine your message, even connect with a wider audience.
That's so cool. It's like they're challenging that whole idea that AI is just for big tech companies or super complex projects. It shows how anyone can use these tools to be more creative and reach their goals.
It's empowering, you know, especially now when a lot of people are unsure about the future of work. Hastings is basically saying, don't wait for a job. Create your own opportunities.
And they really stress networking, building relationships, attend local meetups, join events, even just invite someone for coffee to share ideas. It's like that, it takes a village idea, but for personal and professional growth.
Yeah. And it circles back to how they define hustle. It goes beyond just you, you know, working hard on your own. It's about the power of community, collaboration, sharing resources to achieve something bigger.
Right. And speaking of achieving things, they have this section about celebrating small wins, which I think is so important because it's easy to get caught up in the big picture and feel overwhelmed. Focusing on those small victories, you know, those moments of progress, helps you stay motivated.
It's like they say, even the smallest step is a victory. And they compare it to like the first blooms of spring after a long winter, a sign of hope and renewal.
I love that. It reminds us that growth is often gradual. Even if we don't see immediate results, something beautiful is happening.
And that leads to another takeaway from the Hastings Guide. Keep your sense of humor. They emphasize laughter, you know, even when things are tough. It's about finding those moments of lightness, connection, reminding us we're not alone in this.
They talk about sharing funny moments, laughing at the crazy things in life, letting humor be the light, a reminder that even when things are tough, we don't have to lose our joy.
So important, right?
Yeah.
Especially in a world that can feel, well, really serious. Sometimes You just need a good laugh to shift your perspective. Find the strength to keep going.
Totally agree. And the guide ends with this great call to action. What's your next chapter going to be? It's like an invitation to take everything they've shared and turn it into something real.
Take ownership of your story.
Yeah.
Your own path. And they remind you that in Hastings, everyone's story matters. Mm-hmm. It's a message of empowerment. And I think that resonates beyond just this one town.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I'm curious, what really stood out to you? What connected with your own experiences?
You know, for me, it was how this guide manages to be practical and inspiring at the same time. Concrete advice, steps you can take, but also this feeling of hope, humor, community.
Yeah, totally. And I love those local examples they use, those Hastings details. It shows that even in a smaller town, you can find amazing resources, support for chasing your dreams. You know, as we've been talking about this Hastings guide, one thing that's kind of struck me is how they barely mention jobs.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. It's almost like they're purposely, you know, shifting away from that traditional job idea mm-hmm. toward this broader sense of hustle.
Yeah, it's not just about working for someone else. It's more about finding your passion, your skills, and making something that matters. Whether it's, I don't know, storytelling, starting a business, even just contributing to your community differently.
Yeah, and that's powerful. Especially now with the job market being so unpredictable, Hastings is basically saying, hey, make your own path.
And they make a big point about technology, especially AI, helping with this whole reinvention thing. Remember that storytelling sidekick idea? Mm-hmm. Makes you think, what else could we use it for?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
We're seeing AI used in so many cool ways like art, music, even helping people learn new stuff. And the guide is saying, even in a small town, this tech opens up tons of opportunities.
Pretty amazing when you think about it. You wouldn't normally think of a small town and like cutting edge AI. Hastings is showing that innovation can happen anywhere, really.
It really does change how we think about where creativity comes from. Makes you wonder if smaller places actually have an edge in this new world.
Now that's a thought. How so?
Well, think about it. Smaller communities often have those strong connections, that shared purpose. That kind of environment can be awesome for collaboration, for trying new things.
And you can't forget about the cost of living, often lower in smaller towns. Gives you more freedom to experiment, take some risks.
Exactly. So maybe Hastings is like a, I don't know, a preview of what's to come.
It's a cool perspective. It's like they're giving us a glimpse into a future where work is more about you, what you're good at, and connected to your community.
And where tech isn't scary, but a tool to help you express yourself, you know, to be more in control of your life.
It's exciting, honestly. It gives me a lot of hope for the future.
Me too. And it all comes back to that keep hustling idea. It's staying curious, always learning, adapting to how the world changes.
And having fun along the way, right? Even when it's tough. Laughing with your people, celebrating those small steps that keep you going.
So to wrap up our deep dive on this Hastings guide, I'll leave you with this. What's one tiny thing you can do today to hustle your own way? Create something, connect with someone, just find a little joy.
Great question. And remember, no matter how small it seems, it's a step forward. Who knows where it'll lead you? Mm-hmm. Keep hustling, everyone.